Today's blot is Daf Lamed Zayin. We were only on Lamed Vav Amid Beis.
We're behind, so let's...
We're behind. Maybe Shabbos to catch up. Right, let's start again with the fifth chapter of Masechet Shvuos. Shvuos HaPikadzon, the oath of the watchman. Now, Heges Ba'anashim Uvanashim applies to men and to women. Berachokim Uvakrovim, those who are far, namely not related, and namely... kosher witnesses, as well as krovim, relatives who are not kosher witnesses. Bikshem Rubsulim, it applies to kosher witnesses and to people who can't be kosher witnesses, like the king, as we saw earlier. Bifnei Bezdim, Shalom Bifnei Bezdim, Piatzmo. If the oath is coming from him, from the watchman, it applies in court and out of court. Piacherim, if the oath is being imposed on the watchman, Eino Chayiv, Achikvenu Bezdim, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he would only be obligated if the oath was imposed in the court. And he, the watchman, is still insisting on refusing the obligation. But the sages disagree. They say, even if it's an oath being imposed by others out of the court, if he denies it, he is still obligated. You're obligated with the obligations of the watchman's oath, namely to bring a karban asham, to pay back the principal, and to add a fifth. Whether it was done on purpose, he was deliberately violating the oath, or if there was an element of mistake here, he forgets that this oath requires a karban, but he knew that he's lying about the object, and he's not supposed to lie about the object, and he's not supposed to swear falsely. But a pure shogig, where he forgets even that he has the object, and he swears, then he would be exempt. That's called ha'adam b'shvur. That's anus in regards to oaths. Umachayev alzdona. What are you obligated when he deliberately violates the laws? Asham. He has to bring a karban asham, and that has to cost him kesef shkalim, at least two shkalim. It should be a little bit of an expensive animal.
The same thing for men and women, rabbis?
Yeah.
The same, okay.
How does it happen? What exactly is the oath of the watchman? Amar lo, a man tells a watchman, give me the deposit that I gave you to watch. And the watchman responds with, I swear you don't have anything in my hand. You never gave me anything. Osh amar lo, he tells him, you don't have anything in my hand. And the man who's making the demand says, Mashbiachani, I'm making you swear. V'amar amen. And he says, amen. Well, then Areza Chayev certainly is obligated because that's his own oath. Yishbi'alav chamesh pamim. Let's say the man making the demand says five times, I'm putting an oath on you, I'm putting an oath on you, I'm putting an oath on you. Vein b'fnei bezdin, vein shelo b'fnei bezdin. This is different than Shvuas Eidos. Whether in the court, even in the court, and certainly out of the court, the kafar, if the watchman keeps denying, he's obligated for five times. Unlike Shvuas Ha'edus, where in the court, if the oath is imposed on the witnesses, once they deny once, that's it. They can't be obligated for further oaths in the court. Because a witness, once he testifies in court, can't testify anymore. So really, it's only one denial that's significant here. But when it comes to a person who the claim is against, I claim you owe me money, you can say in court, no, I don't owe you money. And then a minute later, you can turn around and say, you know what, I really do owe you money. And you would still be accepted. You're not a witness. You can just give the money. So here, each time he's denying, it's a new law. So he would be obligated five times. Reb Shimon explain. Matam, what's the reason? Because when you deal with a baal din, when you're not dealing with an aid, you're not dealing with a witness, he can always turn over and admit that, yes, in fact, I do have the object of yours that I was supposed to watch, so let me pay you. So each time he denies it, that's another obligation.
So if he denies it once and then pays, he owes one karban?
Correct. And if he denies three times and then pays, three karbanos.
So why would they ask him multiple times?
Why? Why not? Maybe he'll switch his mind. Maybe the pressure will finally get to him. Let's say there are five people demanding an object back from him. Amru lo, and they tell him, give us, each one is saying, give me back the deposit that I have in your hands. And he just says one oath, an oath that none of you have, or an oath that I don't have things from you. Then ain't no chayv ala achas. Then he would only be obligated a single carbon if it turns out that it was a lie, if he admitted. But if he says, shvua sheim l'chaviya, divalo l'chavu, l'cha, I swear I don't have for you, I don't have for you, I don't have for you. Once he keeps mentioning each person, chayv al kolachas v'yachas, that makes them into separate oaths, and once it turns out it's a lie, he has to bring five karbanos. Rebbe Lezer Omer Ad Shiyomer Shvua Bachrona. That's only true if he says Ein Lachabiyadi, Ein Lachabiyadi, Ein Lachabiyadi, and then Shvua. So if he says he denies each claim individually, and then at the end he says the word oath, so then oath applies to all the claims. But if he says oath and then not to you and to you and to you, Rebbe Lezer doesn't think that that's multiple oaths. Rebbe Shimon Omer Ad Shiyomer Shvua L'Kol Echad V'Yachad. It's not enough to say oath at the end. Certainly not enough to say oath at the beginning. He'd have to say oath to each and every individual. Similar cases. Let's say it's not multiple people, it's one person with multiple claims. I go over to the watchman, I say, give me back the item you were watching, the loan I gave you, the money you stole, and the lost object of mine that you haven't given back. If he says, an oath, I don't have anything of yours. It's one oath, you don't have to bring one carbon. But if he said specifically, if he says an oath, I don't have from you a deposit, or a loan, or a theft, or a lost object, since he mentioned each one, then when he admits, it's four different oaths, he'd have to bring four karbanos.
One thing, Rabbi, you cannot do five things. Even
he said,
I don't have anything from he said,
right.
But in the end, if he did something wrong, he did one thing.
No, because he mentions each thing, it's so a separate oath. Yeah, separate
wow.
Oaths.
Rabbi, this is only under swearing. There is no witnesses here.
That'll be the Gemara's discussion. That's the Gemara's discussion. Now, I demand, give me back my wheat, my barley, and my spelt that I've given to you to watch. And he says, I swear you don't have anything in my hands. That's only one carbon. But if he says, but if he said specifically, I swear you don't have in my hands wheat, barley, or spelt, then each one is a separate oath, and each one would have a separate obligation. Reb Meir says, afilu amar, even if he said, chita sora v'kusemes, even if he said in the singular tense, a wheat, a barley, a spelt, he'd be obligated for each and every one. A man who comes and says, anastu pitita es biti, you forced yourself into my daughter, you raped my daughter. Who Omer, and he says, lo anasti, I didn't, lo pititi. And then a man says, mashbi achani, I'm making you swear. V'omer amen, he says, amen. So chayiv, now he'd be obligated for the two oaths. I mean, he'd be one obligated. He's obligated. However, it'd be Shimon, poter, it'd be Shimon, so it would be anasti or pitita. So then if he says, amen, he's obligated. However, Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon exempt, she'enu mashalim knas al pi'atzmo, because this is a fine. And a fine, if he would admit it, then we wouldn't know it from witnesses, he wouldn't have to pay. So therefore, it's not a real monetary claim, and therefore it doesn't create the law of Shuas HaPikada.
Doesn't he need to marry it too?
That's also true, yeah. Amru lo, af b'shen mashalim knas al pi'atzmo. It's true that what he, you know, the claim against him, right? You did this. If he would have admitted, so then he wouldn't have to pay the fine. But if he admits, mashalim boshu subgam al pi'atzmo, he would have to pay the monetary payments of having embarrassed the family, having caused her to be worth less money in terms of being married off. So that's a monetary claim that he's denying with his oath. So he should have to have the law shuas apikada. Ganavta Shori, I claim to him you stole my ox. And he says, Lo Ganavti, I didn't steal it. Mashbi Achani, I'm making you swear. Amar Amen, he says, Amen. Chayev, so that's a classical case of Shvuas HaPikada. Ganavti, I said to him, he says to me, Ganavti, I did swear. Avalo Tavachti Velo Macharti, but I didn't slaughter it or sell it. I don't have to pay the extra penalties. And I say to him, you did. Mashbi achani, I'm putting an oath on you. Amar amen. He said amen. And it turns out that he did. Pater, he is exempt because that is only about the fine. It's only about the 4 and 5. It's only about the fine. Hey, Mishorcha Shori. I say to him, your ox killed my ox. Who, Omer? He says, Lo, he missed. It didn't. And I say to him, Mashbi Achani, I'm making an oath on you. Amar amen. He says, Amen. It turns out that he lied. He admits that he lied. Chayiv. He has the obligations of Shuas Hapikadon. But if I say, Hey, Mishorcha Esavdi, your ox killed my slave. Now there's just the fine penalty of Shloshim Kesef. For who, Omer, and he says, Lo, Amos, it didn't kill the slave. And I say, Mashbi Achani, I'm making you swear. Amar Amin, he says, true. And then he admits ultimately that he swore falsely. Patri is exempt, because now it's just a fine. Amru Lo, if they, Amar Lo, I say to him, Chavalta bi, you wounded me, Vasita bi Chabura, or you made me bleed. For who, Omer, Lo Chavalti, no, I didn't wound you. Lo Asisi bi Chabura, I didn't make you bleed. Mashbi Achani, I say, I'm making you swear. Amar Amin, he said, okay. And then he turns out that he lied, so chayiv, so he has to pay, because that's about a monetary, he has all the laws of Shulz HaBikadon, that's a monetary claim. But Amar Lo, but if I said to him, Amar Lo Avdo, but if a slave says to somebody, Hey Palta Shini, a slave tells his master, you knocked out my tooth, so therefore you need to free me. Or Simisa Saini, you knocked out my eyes, so you need to free me. For who Omer, the master says, Lo Ipalti, I didn't do it, Lo Simiti, I didn't knock out your eye. And the slave says, Mashbi Achani, I'm making you swear. Amar Amin, he says, true, okay, I swear. Then it turns out they swore falsely. Patri is exempt from the laws of Shuas HaBikadon because it's a fine. The release of a slave is a fine. And what we're seeing in the end of the Mishnah is a claim, you owe me the fine. And then he denies it with an oath. That does not create Shuas HaBikadon, because if he would have admitted to the claim, if he would have said, yeah, I do owe you the fine, then there would have been no obligation because Modeh B'Knas Patri. Zaklal, this is the rule. Call him a shalem al piatzmo. If it's a claim of something that he would pay, were he to admit. So then when he denies and he swears falsely, chayiv, he has the obligations of Shuas HaBikadon. But shein mashalem al piatzmo, but those things that even were he to admit to the claim against me, he would be exempt. So when he denies, there is no law of Shuas HaBikadon. Patri is exempt from Shuas HaBikadon. So now we get to Baruch's question about the witnesses. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Huna and Rav Shmuel b'Rei d'Rabba, Bar Bar Chana, Rav Acha the son of Huna, Rav Shmuel the son of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Rav Yitzchak b'Rei d'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Yitzchak the son of Rabbi Yehuda. Tanu Shvuos, they learned Masechet Shvuos b'Rabba, and the yeshiva of Rabba. Pagabahu Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana met them. Amalahu, and he said, I have the following question. We learned in the Mishnah that Shvuos HaPikadon is invoked when a person deliberately is violating it. What happens if Hezid b'Shvuas HaPikadon, the man who I make the claim against, knows that he's wrong, he's deliberately violating Shvuas HaPikadon, he's swearing falsely, but not only that, Hisrubo, there were two kosher witnesses here, they warned him before he took the oath. They said, hey, you better not take the oath. If you take the oath, you're going to be violating Shvuas HaPikadon. And he went ahead and he did it anyway. So now, Mahu, what's the law now? So the question is like this. There are three possibilities. Shvuas HaPikadon, as we said in the Mishnah, even on purpose, has to bring a karban. So that's a real novelty. Where else in the Torah does someone who deliberately violates something have to bring a karban? Hacha Maisi karban. Shvuas HaPikadon, he has to bring a karban even though he does it on purpose. So therefore, he would have to bring a karban. Loshna Asrube, Veloshna Lo Asrube. Even though he was warned, he still has to bring a karban. Odomar, maybe we'll say like this. When do we say that he has to bring a karban if he wasn't warned? But if he was warned, milkalaki, he gets lashes. Karban lo maisi, he doesn't bring the karban. Odomar, maybe he has to do all things. He both brings the karban and he gets lashes. So we have three possibilities. If a man deliberately violates the law of Shuas HaPikadon after a warning from witnesses. So now what's the law? Is it that he has to bring a karban? Is it that he has lashes and no karban? Or is it that he gets both lashes and the karban?
Combinations.
You say he should get both.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. That's going to be the discussion. We have three possibilities. Amar Lei, Amar Luhus, Rav Kahana answered to them. Oh, Amru. No, Amrulei. They responded to Rav Kahana. Tanina, we learned this in a Braisa. Where's the Braisa? The Braisa is discussing Shvuas HaPikadon versus Shvuas HaEdus, the oath of a watchman versus the oath on witnesses. So we learned in the Braisa, Chamura Emena Shvuas HaPikadon. Shvuas HaPikadon, the oath of a watchman, is stricter than the oath on witnesses. Shachayav and Azdona Makos, because the oath of a watchman, when deliberately is violated, there's going to be lashes. Ashigigasan, if it was a mistake, then Asham Bekesef Shkalim. It's going to be a carbon Asham that's going to cost 2 Shkalim. So you see, the Shvuas HaPikadon is worse than Shvuas HaEdus. Now, if it says here in this Braisa, the Shvuas HaPikadon on purpose would get lashes. That must be a case of a warning, right? You're not going to get lashes without a warning. There must have been 2 witnesses with a warning. The Karmanit says, Shvuas HaPikadon Makos. For the violation of the watchman's oath, the watchman's going to get lashes. Lashes in Karban Lo. Apparently lashes, yes, but not a sacrifice. That resolves the question. We asked if witnesses give him a warning before the oath. What happens? Does he just bring a Karban? Does he just get lashes? Or maybe he does both. He gets both. You see here, same things. He gets lashes, but not a Karban.
Rabbi, I'm sorry, I think we learned that, I'm sorry, that's more easy with Pikadon, because he can say no 5 times, and if they take him to Beit Din and he say yes, he paid just what he took. So what happened with...
That's a different point, but that's not this point. The point is that there is a stringency to Pikadon more than the oath of witnesses. That's our point here.
Uh-huh. But if he was born and he did it, it's not a mistake.
Right. Shvuas HaPikadon applies even when it's not a mistake. That's right.
Right.
Okay. So now the Gemara says, Umay Chumra, why is it stricter to get lashes versus bringing a karban? The Nichle Linish Demaisi Karban. A person would always rather bring a karban velo lilki, not to get personally hit. Samaluhu Rava Bariti. So Rava Bariti said it's not a proof. Man Tana Zadon Shvuas HaPikadon Lo Nitan Lekapara. Who is this Braisa, that a person who deliberately violates the concept of Shvuas HaPikadon, he doesn't have the option of a karban, he gets slashes. Rabbi Shimon, that's the view of Rabbi Shimon. That's fine. Aval Rabbanan, karban nami maisi. But according to the Rabbanan, maybe he brings a karban too. Rabbi Shimon says that. And this Tana is just Rabbi Shimon, but the Rabbanan, they would say he also has to bring a karban. Amalu Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana said, you know what, Barmina Dahi, besides that Braisa, in other words, put this, that Braisa aside, in other words, you don't have to say that that Braisa is Rabbi Shimon, even if you're going to say that the Braisa is the Chachamim, it's also not a proof to my question. Da'na Taninala, because I'm the one who has this tradition of this Braisa. V'achi Taninala, and actually the Braisa is a little bit different from the way you're presenting it. Braisa is not saying Shvuas HaPikadon is stricter than Shvuas HaEdus, because in Shvuas HaPikadon, on purpose, there is lashes. That's not the right text. The text is Echad Zdona V'Echad Shigagasa, Shvuas HaPikadon, whether on purpose or by mistake, Asham Bekesef Shkalim, you have to bring a karban, Asham, and it costs 2 Shkalim. So, and my chumrah, how is that worse than Shvuas HaEdus, than what happens to witnesses who swear falsely? Diluasam, witnesses, they have to bring a carbonola v'yored. And it could be a chatas bastanka. A chatas can be worth a single shekel. A single, actually, a sixth of a dinar, a danka. V'hacha, where Shvuas HaPikadon, Ashram Mekesef Shkalim, the carbon ash must be worth at least 2 shkalim. The Gemara says, still, even if you have the version of Rav Kahana, you can prove the other way. Remember, we had 3 options. If a man was warned by witnesses, don't you take that oath, because you're lying and you're going to be punished for it. And he takes the oath, what happens? Does he have to bring a karban? Does he just get lashes? Or is it both? He has to get lashes and he brings a karban. So what are you saying in this Braisa? You've changed it, Rav Kahana, that you're saying, the Braisa is saying, Shvuas HaPikadon is worse than Shvuas HaEdus, Because in Shvuas HaPikadon, you always, on purpose and by mistake, you have to bring a carbon asham that's an expensive carbon. Whereas in Shvuas HaEdus, you can get away with a cheaper carbon. So you said, okay, it doesn't tell you about lashes. Okay, but maybe it tells you the opposite. It tells you that on purpose, he has to bring a carbon and not lashes. Because if you get lashes, and we're saying that Shvuas HaPikadon is worse than Edus, we would have mentioned that. You're saying, it's so strict, even gets lashes. The fact we didn't mention lashes means you only have to bring a carbon. The Ligma may not. Okay, it's a proof from the Brisa, something else. The Ligma says it's not a proof. Because again, our question is not about a guy who does it on purpose. He does it on purpose to flaunt the witnesses. Maybe the Brisa is talking about where he was never warned by witnesses. But if he's warned by witnesses, maybe it's lashes and not a carbon. Or maybe it's both. Maybe it's lashes and a carbon. So that was the question. So maybe this is a proof. Tashma, come and bring a proof. From our Mishnah, says, "Ein chayavin al shigagasa." If you have a total shogeg, the watchman really forgets that he has the object, and he's swearing that he thinks he's saying the truth when he swears, "I don't have the object." There is no obligation. Umayin chayavin al zdona. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, "And what would be the obligation be when he is, you know, knowing that he's doing the wrong thing and he's swearing falsely, deliberately?" Asham mekesef shkalim, he has to bring a carbon. Asham, he has to spend at least 2 shkalim on the carbon. So my labad asurbe, that sounds like it's a case that he was warned, it's mazid, and he has to bring a carbon. Carbon, but not lashes. I said, no, it's not a proof. Maybe he has to bring a carbon if he wasn't warned, and it's on purpose. But if he's warned, maybe it's lashes. Maybe it's lashes and a carbon if he's warned. So maybe this is a proof. Tashma, third possible proof. Now from a braisa. We learned in a braisa. The Braisa was trying to learn the law of Shvuas HaPikadon, the watchman's oath, where the watchman swears falsely, that he has to bring a carbon asham, and pay back, and add a fifth. He wanted to learn it from the law of a Nazir who becomes Tameh. Nazir who becomes Tameh has to bring carbonos. So the Braisa says, lo, you can't learn it from there. Im amarta b'Nazir Tameh, a Nazir who becomes Tameh, if there's a strictness on him, shekein loke, because he gets lashes. But an oath of a watchman, there's no lashes. From the fact that it says that the Nazir would get lashes, we're talking about a case where he was warned. And it's saying Nazir is stricter than Shvuas HaPikadon. Whereas the oath of a watchman in such a case, doesn't get lashes. That sounds like when the watchman is warned and he makes the oath, he doesn't get lashes. Aval carbon maisi, but he would bring a carbon. So the question is, maybe not. My eno lokeb, maybe when it says he doesn't get lashes, it's just eno nifter b'malkos. He doesn't get off with lashes. But actually he has to get lashes and a carbon. Nechlal de nazir tame nifter b'malkos. One minute, second. The whole point is to contrast what happens to a nazir who becomes tame with the watchman's false oath. Well, if a nazir becomes tame, he just has lashes. A carbon sibbe. He also has to bring a carbon. The Gemara says, no, but that carbon is not an atonement. Hasan the ma'isi carbon, ki echad techol le nazirus b'tahara. He brings a carbon to restart nazirus, to start a new nazirus, because this one was ruined by becoming tamei. He has to bring a carbon. But the carbon is not to atone for what he did. Whereas the lashes is just to atone. So maybe that's the difference. All right, so Amrua Rabbanan, so these rabbis were learning the Sechta Shvuas in front of Rabba, and Rav Kahana had asked them his question. If the witnesses warn the man, what happens now? Amrua Rabbanan, come aid the Rabba. They brought this question to Rabba. Amaluhu. So again, the problem, the possibilities are as follows. If witnesses warn the watchman, and the watchman deliberately swears falsely about a lost object, a deposited object, a theft, whatever the monetary claim is, he swears falsely, but he does it on purpose. So now what's the law? Is the law lashes and carbon? Is the law just lashes? Is the law just carbon? So Amalehu Rabba, so Rabba said to them, Michlal, so if the question is about when he was warned, the Chilo Asribe, sounds like if the watchman was not warned, but Vika Eidim, but there are witnesses who know that the watchman has the object and the watchman is swearing falsely. Machayev, then certainly he has to bring a carbon. But you know what? I don't agree with that. Yeah, you have a question?
Read.
That's right.
So there's something about here it seems like if you said something but then you admit that you said it wrong, then that's fine. Only if you took a note on something that's wrong, then...
No, we're not saying it's okay. We're just saying this penalty, the penalty of Korban Hasham plus Chomesh.
So if that watchman in this case would say, admit to it, then there would be no punishment at all? Because...
Yeah, that's right. There's no punishment of a false oath.
But he did
an aveira, but midvar sheker tirchak is lav shein bo maaseh, right? There's no action in lying, so there wouldn't be a penalty.
So Rabbi, the magic number for lashes here is still 39,
yeah,
right?
Same.
What happens in the middle of the way the guy falls in front of the lashes?
No, as we saw, they divide it up into thirds, and they see what he can take.
So he take one third and he faints.
That's it, then they wouldn't give him any more.
That's it, stops right there. So 39 is not
it's not an absolute.
Right away. If he likes it.
And that's also enough because he was embarrassed.
His wife will continue.
May want more.
So again, let's start again with this discussion. Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rabba. The rabbis who were having this conversation with Rav Kahana told their conversation to their teacher Rabba. Amruhu. So Rabba said to them, if Rav Kahana is not sure about a case where there was a warning, Machal Duchi Lo Asurbe. But if it's a case where the witnesses did not warn the watchman. But these witnesses know that this watchman is lying when he swears that he doesn't have the deposited object. Machayev. Then you have the law of the watchman's oath, and the watchman would have to bring a carbon. Why? Kfiras Dvarim Ba'almahu. When he's denying that he has it, he's not causing a loss of money. It's just words. Because the money's going to come out because there are witnesses who know about it. So he's just saying words, but he's not causing a loss of money. Why should he be obligated? Alma, so maybe we see Kasava Rabba, that Rabba's of the opinion, Kofer B'mamon Shiyeshal of Eidim, that if somebody denies that he has money of somebody else, and there are witnesses that he has the money, so his denial is not really causing a real loss of money, Patri is exempt from the Karban. So Amar Le Rab Chanina Le Rabba, so Rab Chanina said to Rabba, Tani the Messiah Lach, we have a Braisa which will prove you right. That if the watchman is denying money, but there are witnesses anyway that are going to make him pay, then he is not obligated in the laws of Shvuas HaPikadon. The Pasuk says about Shvuas HaPikadon, V'chicheish ba, he will make a denial about a claim. So Prat L'modeh, so that means he has to deny it entirely. If he admitted Lechad Ben Achim, to one of the brothers, but to another brother he denies. Or he admits to one of the partners, to another partner he denies, then we wouldn't have the law of Shvuas HaPikadon. Then the law, the pasuk continues, V'nishbal Shaker, he will swear falsely. Pratlalova Bishtar, to exclude a situation of somebody who had borrowed with a document. Or Lova Be'edim, he borrowed in front of witnesses. If he borrowed in front of witnesses, and now he's swearing falsely, he's exempt from a carbon because his denial is really not a denial of money. So that's a proof to your idea, Rabba. Amalei, so Rabba said to Rav Chanina, Yimishim Ha, if that was the only source, lo tisayin, it wouldn't be a proof to us. Because I could say that what's that case there? Omer Lavisi. That I could say that Bryce is talking about not a person who denies that he borrowed, and there are witnesses that he did borrow. But that was talking about Ba'omer Lavisi, a man said I did borrow. V'lo Lavisi Ba'edin. And he claims he didn't borrow in front of witnesses. Or Lavisi says I borrowed Lavisi B'shtar, I didn't borrow with a document. So that could be a case where he's admitting to the basic obligation, just denying an aspect of the obligation. So that's not really denying money. So that's why there's no obligation. But maybe if he denies money, even though there's a proof against him, it would be an obligation. That's why you need me to teach you that. Rabbi continues, Mimai. Now, how do I know this law? Or how do I know that this is the pshat in the Braisa? Midikatani. Because what did it say at the beginning of the Braisa? V'chicheshba, the Torah says about the watchman's oath, he will deny it. Prat l'mod l'echam and achim. That excludes a case of where he admits to one of the partners, Alechem and Ashutfim. So, hi, Lechem and Achem Echidami. What's the case when he admits to one of the brothers? If he's only admitting to him about the half that he owns, on the other half, he's denying. And to that person, he's denying. Elolav must be damile, that the brothers come to him and they say, Mitarvin on Yazafta, you borrowed from the two of us. And he says, lo, I didn't borrow from the two of you, I borrowed from one of you. So, Dahavile Kfiras Tvarim Baalmi, he's just denying some words, but ultimately he's going to have to pay. So, Midiresha Kfiras Tvarim, so since the beginning of that price is talking about where it's just an oath of words, but he really has to pay. Seifanami Kfiras Tvarim, also the end of the price, is talking about where he's just denying some words, where he says, yes, I do owe you, but I don't owe you with a document. So then he has to pay, but it's really not, then it's not a denial. But it doesn't tell us about the case of witnesses. So Tashma, come in here, proof. We lived in our Mishnah. You're not chayiv if you swear, if the watchman swears, and he really thinks he doesn't have it. What is he chayiv when he deliberately swears falsely? Asham b'kesef shkalim. He has to bring a carbon asham, and he's got to spend two shkalim on it. My loves don't aid him. Doesn't it mean that there are witnesses here that he is doing the wrong thing? And the witnesses warned him. So you see that even though there's witnesses, nevertheless, the oath would create obligations. Lo, no, it's don atzma, where he later admits that he knew he was doing the wrong thing. And he lied, but there were no witnesses. Tashma coming here, proof from the earlier Mishnah. I'm talking about Shavuos Eidos, if there are two groups of witnesses, and I demand of each to come testify for me, Kafra Rishon, the first one denies that it knows testimony, V'yachka Kafra Shniyah, then the second one denies, Shtein Chayav, as the Mishnah says, they're both obligated, V'pnei Shichol, Eidus L'Skayim B'Shtein, because either one could have been the right witnesses. V'vishlma Shniyah T'chayav, I understand the second one is obligated, Da'kafra Lab Kat Rishon, because the first one denied, so the second one can be witnesses. El Rishon Amay Machayav, but the first one, when it denies the testimony, why is it obligated? Hakai Mashniyah, there's a second group, so their denial is not a loss of money. There's a second group that can testify. So Amar Ravina, Ravina answered, Achav Mayaskini, you know what we're talking about? Gon Shai Sashniyah, B'Shas Kfiras Rishona, Krovim Minishoseyem. At the time when the first group was denying, the second group was not available because they were married to sisters. Unishoseyem Gosos, and the two sisters were dying. So Ma'at Tam would have thought to say, Rov Gosos and Lamisa, since they were dying, they're already dead. And therefore, they are kosher witnesses. So the first group is not denying money. Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush. Hashtami Yochai. Now they were alive. Elo Shkivin, they're not dead. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi Omer. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael. Fich HaChir B'Lem Toro. Mitzvah Shem Emar. Zanech HaFeitz L'Man Tzidko. Yadil T'Rav Yadir. Amen.